Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast. Binge close to 100 episodes. Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with the season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm editor Candace Gibson, joined today by staff writer Josh Clark.
Hey, Candace.
Hi, Josh.
How's it going?
Oh, it's always going well.
So, Candace, I was eating a box of delicious Godiva chocolates the other day.
My favorite.
I ate the whole box by myself, and as I was sitting there afterwards with my face covered in chocolate, I was looking at the top of it, and there in the flesh is Lady Godiva. Who apparently rode naked on horseback for some reason, some time ago. And I started wondering, you know, is that fact or fiction? Did Lady Godiva really ride that horse naked?
Well, that's actually...
I can't do this anymore.
What's wrong? Are you reacting to all the chocolate?
No, Candace, I'm not. I'm just going to level with you, okay? I can't live this lie any longer. I know exactly whether or not Lady Godiva really rode the horse, okay? Like, you wrote this article. I read it last night. I got to the end. I know exactly what you're going to say. I know whether it's fact. I know whether it's fiction. And I can't do this anymore. It's too much of a strain to pretend.
Okay.
Like, I don't know.
Okay, well...
I'm sorry. I guess I just ruined the podcast.
No.
I guess this is it. So.
No. It doesn't have to be like that between us.
Okay.
If you know what you're talking about and I know the answer, why don't we just talk about it?
Can we do that?
I think so.
We can do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because, I mean, you know, some of the other articles that we've talked about, I even wrote. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I know.
Okay.
And... I've known all along that you've known all along.
No.
It's true. I was just trying to humor you. I thought everybody would, you know, want to play like that. But let's play fair.
Thanks.
By the rules.
Thanks.
We're both smart people. Maybe I'm a little bit smarter.
Oh.
But you're cuddlier, so let's have at it.
I'm meatier.
You're meatier.
All right. Well, cool. Let's try this.
All right.
Let's
so
give it a shot.
Back at square one. She's on the chocolate box.
She is.
Yeah.
She is. And, you know, there is a reason that the guy who founded Godiva Chocolates gave, and it had to do with her passion and lack of modesty, and that he thought she was hot or something like that.
Yeah, he thought she had a lot of style. And, you know, it's funny, I was doing a little bit of research about Godiva, and I found out that people didn't actually start, or women rather, didn't start riding side saddle on horses until many centuries after Godiva. So it doesn't seem particularly stylish to straddle a horse naked and ride through town.
No, but, I imagine that would leave very little to the imagination.
Yeah, but those chocolate char delicious, the best, really.
They are good.
For my money,
they
at
are
least.
Good. And while I'm confessing, I have to say I had no idea she even rode side saddle on the Godiva logo. So. Whew.
It's the only classy thing to do.
Yeah.
So, well, let's back it up. Godiva, did she or did she not take the naked horse ride?
I know the answer to this.
Well, have at it. Tell us. What is that?
She did not. It would, I mean, because of the historical distortions, mm-hmm. I imagine you would call it faction, but really, ultimately, if you want to get down to brass tacks, it doesn't appear that she did.
Right.
Yeah.
So Godiva, and I apologize to all of the Welsh scholars out there who are going to ring me for probably mispronouncing her name, was actually Godgefew.
No, you have to say it like you have been around the office.
I like to say Godgefew and Godgiva. That was another name for her. Josh has been making fun of me all morning.
Yeah, because you go, you say Godgefew, and you do this little dip down and then up, and then you look very pleased with yourself after you've done it.
I know, I look sort of like an animal when I do it. I really can't help it. Anyway, so Godgefew was her name. 11th century woman, mm-hmm. An Anglo-Saxon, I guess England is what we would call it today.
Sure. Yeah.
And she wasn't technically a lady because back then that was a title reserved for the queen.
Sure.
So she could have been a countess. She married a count, essentially, or an earl.
The earl.
Yeah, the
Leofric.
Earl. Leofric.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
I'm naming my firstborn son Leofric.
I really hope you do.
Yeah.
And she also could have been called, in that time period, it would have been appropriate to say that she was Leofric's bed partner. And that also translates into some sort of Welsh business.
Gibbede.
Yeah. Yeah. So, really, have at it when you read the article. So, he was pretty wealthy. Leofric essentially owned Mercia, which was this kingdom in the center of modern-day England, and it was right across from Wales.
And he was pretty powerful, right? I mean, it wasn't just this very localized power. It extended around the country.
Yeah.
He was a big deal.
He was a big deal. And she was a pretty big deal, too. She came from a really wealthy family, and so when she came into the marriage, you know, with her property and her money and his property and his money, I mean, wow.
Wasn't she ruling didn't she own like 8 different places? Or
she did.
Kingdoms or something?
She certainly did. One of which was Coventry,
this is the one in question.
Yeah, this is the site where she supposedly took this naked horse ride, which we know did not happen.
No.
So back in 11th century England, women were pretty important in the home, and one of their responsibilities was managing their wealth and the family's wealth and doling out money to different, you know, beneficiaries. And one of the things that Lady Godiva chose to give a lot of money to was the abbey,
mm-hmm.
and their domain. And there's a Benedictine abbey in Coventry, mm-hmm. and she supposedly gave a ton of money.
And gold.
And gold.
And jewels.
And she just gave it all. And she was recognized as a really, really pious and religious woman, which is funny because today when we hear Lady Godiva, we think of a very, like, sexually charged symbol, which I think is, you know, how Godiva chocolates, at least, would want us to think of her. They
sure.
want us to think of sensuality and, you know, decadence. But it wasn't like that at all. So the story of the horse ride. Do you want to take it?
Well, I guess I just wanted to throw in that from what I read in the article, she seems, like you said, very pious, but she also seems to have a sense of daring and definitely a sense of humor because, you know, why was she challenged to ride naked?
Well, that's because her husband had supposedly imposed a really heavy tax on the citizens of Coventry.
Yeah.
And by this legend, she went to him and said, I really want you to lift this tax. And he responded, I'll tell you what. You take off all your clothes and ride through the center of town in the middle of the day on horseback.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get back, I'll lift the tax.
And she was game.
She was game. She said, are you sure? Just to make sure he was serious. And he must have thought that she wouldn't take him seriously, but she did. I think she sort of went straight upstairs, disrobed, let down her hair, covered up all of her lady bits, and got on that horse and rode.
Yeah, not side saddle either.
No, not side saddle either.
Out there for God and everybody to see. Although supposedly in later retellings of the story, the Earl decreed that no one could look, so she was going to just ride through town. No one could see except for a guy named Peeping Tom.
Peeping Tom, and today Peeping Tom is an expression or a turn of phrase that we use somewhat colloquially, and I think most people would know what a Peeping Tom was.
Sure.
You know,
I would go so far as to say everybody.
Yeah, for sure. But I don't think everybody knows necessarily that Lady Godiva and Peeping Tom are interconnected like
this. I had
this.
No idea until I read this article, actually.
And so in the first versions of the Lady Godiva tale, Peeping Tom didn't play a role. People were supposedly so thankful and respectful of God Gifu that they, you know, decided that they wouldn't look at her. It was an act of respect and homage to her for what she was doing for them. Mm-hmm. And that was in Roger Wendover's version that wrote.
That's another thing that kind of makes the Godiva legend a little unbelievable, is that she doesn't appear in any history until about 200 years after her death.
Precisely. So he wrote that entry in 1057, I think it was.
Yeah.
And then later on, there was another guy who sort of took up the mantle, and he wrote the version that included Peeping Tom. And what's fishy about this is that he cites this source named Galfried, and no one's really sure who that was. Was it some sort of Jeffrey of that time period?
Maybe, or Godfrey of that time.
Maybe.
Or Jimmy.
Yeah, they don't really know.
Yeah.
They don't really know. But his story included Peeping Tom. And that was just a little bit more fun to recount, really. The fact that this beautiful woman rides naked through town and there's this one guy out of a whole ton of people who cannot resist looking at her. But the joke was on him.
A little bit, yeah. I found this a little disheartening. The one guy who looked was struck either dead or blind by God, depending on who tells the story. And I'm thinking, it's a little harsh, you know? Every conception I have of Lady Godiva is that she was smoking hot. And I really don't think that you should be struck blind for that kind of thing, especially in this piece of art that you've included in the article. He's like up in a balcony. It's not like he's right up on her or anything like that. He's not about to jump down onto the horse with her. He's just looking. Do you have to get struck blind for that? You know, I mean, being Catholic, I understand. I feel kind of guilty for even thinking this, but it still seems a little extreme to me.
Well, extreme or not, that's just how it went. And actually, the tension between the idea of the scopophiliac, someone who gets pleasure in looking at things.
Say it one more time.
Scopophiliac.
I love that word.
Yeah, I think it's kind of fun. I actually didn't know the word until I started researching this article. I thought maybe, I mean, I guess it's pretty similar to being a voyeur, so I knew what that meant.
Sure.
So. Sort of an A minus for me, really, in my vocab lesson of the day. And the person on display, so the exhibitionist and the scopophiliac, when Sigmund Freud was later proposing theories about sexual tensions and this sort of odd dichotomy between the looked at and the looker, or the gazer and the gazed upon in our society, this was a perfect example for him to use.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny because the Peeping Tom legend continued later on, even in later centuries in England, when Coventry would have a Godiva procession and people would actually parade through town dressed up like Godiva. And one of the first processions, the guy tapped to play Peeping Tom in the procession actually died. And I don't remember how, but he died. And everyone thought, okay, sign from God, no more Peeping Tom ever
weird.
In these processions.
Yeah.
So.
And these processions continue today, don't they? Do it annually?
They do. They do.
In Coventry?
Yeah. And usually it's a woman. Sometimes it's a man. At least a long time ago, it was like a young guy, sort of like in Shakespeare's day, when the boys play the female parts too.
Yeah.
And it used to, it used to be that she would wear a flesh-colored body stocking and a wig. But, you know, in today's day and age, who knows? Maybe there's someone out there really straddling that horse.
Okay,
I can't say for sure.
Let's tear this legend apart. All right. First of all, it doesn't first appear until 200 years after it supposedly happened, right?
Right.
There's Exhibit A.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what else is wrong with it?
Well, there's the fact that Godiva actually owned Coventry.
Mm-hmm.
So if she'd wanted taxes lowered, she wouldn't have asked Leah Frick.
Right.
It would have been her call because it was her land. And the other problem is that it wasn't a big enough town to merit a system of taxation. It was actually just a very small farm province. So there wouldn't have been taxes at this time.
And you say in the article that it's like the 12th or 13th century before taxation takes place in that area?
Precisely.
So that's pretty good evidence against the, you know, ride.
Yeah.
She would have had no reason to do it.
Exactly. So there really wasn't a ride. And historians have been looking back at Godiva and trying to figure out why it is that we remember her this way. And it's probably that the monks at the abbey that she patronized so generously wanted to honor her in some way. And why they came up with this story, I'm not sure. I'm sure they did not imagine in their heart of hearts that centuries later she would become such a sexualized object. You know, they wanted her to be remembered as a very pious and religious woman.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Sounds like the addition of a patriarchal society later on, kind of adding to it and distorting it. And it also makes you wonder, like, where would this come from? Why would this one woman be tapped to play this role, to have taken this legendary ride, if she didn't actually do it, if there wasn't some kernel of truth to it? So doesn't it kind of make you think, like, there's a grain of truth, like maybe she really did do it, but maybe she was drunk, maybe it was just a dare, and then all these other aspects get added to the story later on and on and on, and they all reflect the values of whatever society adds to it.
I agree with that, and it really took off during the Victorian era, and I'm such a Victorian nerd when it comes down to it, so I'll spare y'all a dissertation on this, but when the version of the story of the Peeping Tom came out, there were all these ballads and poems written about it, and it really took off. And the Victorian era was one of severe oppression. You know, there was no sense really of sexuality, at least, you know, for public eyes. And this was also a time when people were finally able to start affording housing. And it used to be that, you know, people who didn't have a lot of money, maybe they would live in quarters together and there weren't separate rooms and everything was on display.
So not a lot of modesty.
Precisely.
Not a lot of room for modesty.
Yeah, but then suddenly there was room. And so people started, you know, taking care of not showing themselves and not putting themselves on display. And so the legend was sort of appropriated in this tone. Well, look what happens when you do put yourself on display. Is there a reason for it? Is, you know, is there justice for looking upon someone who doesn't want to be gazed at?
No. You go blind or struck dead by God.
Exactly. Which is why this year for Halloween, I'm going to go as God give you, not Godiva. And I'll explain to everyone who cares to listen. And if people, you know, try to undress me with their eyes, well. Strike you blind.
Fantastic. Well, normally here I would say thanks for clearing that up, but I'm never going to say that again.
I hope you don't. And if you do, what am I going to do? I'll strike you blind like Peeping Tom.
Okay. With a pen.
With a pen. And by the same token, I'm going to give up saying hold the phone, which is something I want to do quite frequently.
Agreed.
So what are you going to do if I say it?
I will strike your new Jack Russell Terrier Jupiter blind.
Oh, Jupe.
Yeah, that'll make you really sad.
Oh, gosh, it really would. So I will do my utmost hardest. Is that even a term?
To
not say hold the phone.
That's it. Jupiter's blind.
Oh, gosh. Well, Jupe, if you're listening, cover your eyes with your paws. And for the rest of y'all who want to learn more about God Give You, you can read Why Lady Godiva Take a Naked Horse Ride on How Stuff Works.
.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes. Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with this season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.